Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Yud Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. B'Shamay Omrim Be'erev, in the evening when one says Krishma Shel Arvis, Kol Adam Yatav Yikra, person shall lay down and then say Krishma. Or a biker, and when it comes to Krishma Shel Shachris, says B'Shamay Yamoid, one should stand up as he says Krishma. Shenama. He follows the words of the pasuk. B'shach b'chav k'mecha. B'shach means when you lay down. K'mecha means when you get up. B'sila, on the other hand, hold kol adam kairei k'darkai. You could say Krishma in whichever manner you please. Shenemar uvelechtecha b'derech. Although B'sila says that we should say Krishma, and we could say Krishma in any way we want, the halacha is that the first words of Krishma, Shema Yisrael, and Baruch Shem, should not be said while a person is walking. If one did say it that way, he need not repeat the Krishma. As Beishamai to Beisilil, if you hold the Shapach of Kumecha has nothing to do with how you are when you say Krishma, Imkain Lama Nama Beshapach of Kumecha. Why does the Torah use the words Beshapach of Kumecha? Answers Beis Hillel. The lesson is B'shosh b'nei adam shoichvim. Krishma is recited when people are sleeping, or B'shosh b'nei adam oimdim when they get up. Amar Rav Tarfon, says Rav Tarfon, Ani ayisi bo b'derech, I was once traveling, v'tisa likros k'divrei b'shamay, and this man of Krishma shel arvis came, and I specifically lay down to say Krishma that way, following the opinion of Beishamai that we just learned, the Sakanti Atzvi B'nei Alistim, and I ended up being in danger. Amrloi, so they said to him, the Chazal said to him, Kedai ha'yisalocha ba'atzmecha, you deserved it. Why? Shavata adivri Beis Hillel. You violated what Beis Hillel taught us. Beis Hillel said, you don't need to specifically sit, lay, or stand in saying Krishma. And as I saw from the Sefer Gilyonei HaShas, from Rabbi Yosef Engel Zatzal, from here we see that a person has a right to be Maisa Nefesh himself, to do something in the way that he thinks the mitzvah should be done. For the question is, how did Rabbi Tarfon have the right to put himself into that danger if the halacha follows Beis Hillel and not Beis Shammai? Others say that even if a person wants to be Maisa Nefesh, he only may be Maisa Nefesh for a mitzvah with his Kvod Shemayim on the line. Here, there wasn't any Kvod Shemayim specifically on the line. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Beis Hillel, in understanding the opinion of Beis Hillel, Kumefarish Tamayu, they explain the reasoning for the opinion, but Tamid Beis Shammai, they also explained how they work with the pasukim the Beis Shammai use. Ela Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, my tamalai amrika Beis Hillel, why don't they follow the opinion of Beis Hillel? Let them say, b'shapachav kumecha doesn't refer to the position you're in when you're saying Krishma. Rather, it refers to the time of Krishma. Amalach Beis Shammai, respond Beis Shammai, if that's what the Torah meant, the Torah should have said that Krishma should be said in the morning and the evening. Why did the Torah go out of the way? To teach us, when you're saying Krishma Shel Arvis, was the Krishma Shriva Mamish, you should be laying, and the Krishma that said in the morning should be Hahu b'kima mamish, v'shas kima mamish, you should be standing. Ask the Gemara, however, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, in our Mishnah, quoted the pasuk b'lechtecha b'derech, which we say in Krishma, to say that you could say Krishma any way you want, b'lechtecha b'derech, even when you're traveling. What will Beis Shammai do, my avad lehu, with those words? Answers the Gemara, Humi Boile L'Chretanya. He needs it for a different lesson. B'shivtecha b'beisecha, to teach us prat l'oisik b'mitzah. If somebody is involved in doing a mitzvah, he's exempt from saying Krishma. Uvelechtecha b'derech, pratel chosin. A chosin is exempt from saying Krishma. And as the Mefarshim explain, we need to have two separate limudim, because a oisik b'mitzvah is somebody who's actively involved in doing a mitzvah. A chosin, his exemption is not because he's actively doing something. Rather, his exemption is because, as the Gemara will teach us in a moment, he's torahed. His mind is busy with the mitzvah. And therefore, since it's two different types of situations, we need to have two separate psulim, two separate psukim to exclude him, to exempt him. Mikan amru, hakonis is a psula. If somebody marries a psula potter. However, if he marries as almana, if somebody marries an almana, he is chayiv. What's the difference between a psula and almana? Because by psula, he's concerned that he should do be correctly. He's concerned that chas v'sholem, he may not find, the Rambam says, psulim in his kala, and that causes him not to be able to concentrate properly. Before we go further, we're going to discuss this again later in the Masechta as well. Even though the Gemara here clearly indicates that a chosin is potter from krishma, we don't give chsanim bizman hazeh that exemption. And the reason is, in those days, when somebody said krishma, they said it properly, with the right kavana. And then there are situations, as our Gemara is identifying, where the person can't concentrate properly. But bizman hazeh, nobody really concentrates properly any time when they say krishma, and therefore we don't give these exemptions because of lack of kavana. My mashma, ask the Gemara, how do we see from this posik that somebody who's oisik b'mitzvah shouldn't say krishma, is exempt? Amar papa ki derech, because the Torah says b'lechtecha b'derech, ma derech rishos, the derech is a rishos, you're going on your own, for your own purpose. Af kol rishos, if you're not doing something which involves a mitzvah, then you don't have an exemption. Ask the Gemara, who says b'lechtecha b'derech is speaking specifically where you're going for your own purposes. Milay askinen, can't we explain that the pasuk is also referring to ka'azal v'dvar mitzvah, that he's going to do a mitzvah. And v'afilachi, even though he's going to do a mitzvah, the Torah tells us, Amar Rachmana, the Torah tells him likri, to say krishma. So why are we saying that only if he's going on a dvar mitzvah he's exempt? Answers the Gemara, if that was the Torah's purpose, inkan lichta rachmana b'sheves b'laches, that if you're doing something else, you're exempt. Why did the Torah use the word b'shiftecha over lechtecha? To teach us, b'sheves didach, when you're going for your own purposes, over lechtech didach, that's when you're mechuyim krishma. But if you're going for a mitzvah purpose, then patiris, then you're potter from krishma. So from here we see that you're potter if it's only if there's a mitzvah involved. Ehachi, says the Gemara, if the exemption is because you're busy with a mitzvah, so why did we learn a few lines ago that a kainas is almana is potter? Why should he be potter? He's also busy with a mitzvah. And as the Mefarshim explained, certainly if this is an individual who did not already have a boy and a girl, so he wasn't mekayim yet the mitzvah pur revu, so getting married to almana involves a mitzvah. And even if it's an individual who already, Baruch Hashem, has a son and a daughter, so it was mekayim mitzvah apurah v'ru mederaisa, but there's a pasuk teaches us, a Gemara Masech Tebeya, daf lamed zayin amar aleph, the pasuk says, b'boika zra azarecho al-erev al-tanach yodecho, a pasuk in Kehelis, that teaches that even if a person already, Baruch Hashem, was mekayim the mitzvah apurah v'ru, he should still seek out to have more children. So even marrying an almana involves having children. So how could we say that why should he be chayiv in tzitzis, in krishma, even if he's a kainas almana? Answers the Gemara, hi torid, the person who's marrying is a psula is preoccupied, If he's not marrying a psula, as we explained before, so there is no tirda evolving the psulim, and since there is no tirda evolving the psulim, he doesn't have the excuse of tirda, and therefore he's chayv in krishma. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying now that what makes you chayv a potter depends on tirda, imishum tirda, so ask the Gemara, feel tavas vos b'yam nami. If somebody has rachman al tzlan, his ship sank, he had a bad day in business, he should be potter. He's certainly preoccupied, his mind is certainly not there. V'chitay mehochi nami, and if indeed you will suggest that such a person is exempt, ask the Gemara, Alom amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda marav, Ovel chai b'chal mitzvahs hamuris b'toira, an Ovel, who certainly, Rachman Slan, an individual who's quite preoccupied, he's still mechuyev in all mitzvahs, chutz min ha-tefillin. He doesn't have to wear tefillin. And even this, that he doesn't wear tefillin, is only the first day of the Avelus. Why doesn't he wear tefillin on the first day of Avelus? Shrei nemer b'pe'er. The tefillin are called pe'er, a crown. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, pe'er chachov shalecha. Answers the Gemara, Hosom torah tirda de mitzvah. The chosin has a tirda de mitzvah. Hocha, whereas the person who had a bad day in business, or even the oval rachman slan, it's a tirda de rishus. It's not something, the mitzvah doesn't require him to have a tirda. And therefore, he doesn't have the exemption. So the way the Rishonim explained, we're learning now that you have to have two conditions to be qualified for the exemption. Number one, it has to be involved in mitzvah. And it also has to be that his head is preoccupied. Only then, when you have both of those conditions, do you have a hetter not to say krishma. So as we said at the beginning of this year, that Beis Shammai holds that a chosin or a oisik b'mitzvah is potter from krishma, because we learn it from b'lechtecha b'derech. But then the Gemara said, we learn it from a shapacha, you learn it from a different pasuk, not from b'lechtecha b'derech. You're learning b'shapacha u'b'kumecha. So now, ask the Gemara, so what does Beis Shammai do with b'lechtecha b'derech? Answers the Gemara, humi boi le'prat l'shluchei mitzvah. He needs it to teach us that somebody who is torahed with it, somebody who's a shluch mitzvah, is potter from krishma. U'Beis Hillel Amri, so now we will Beis Hillel know the shliach mitzvah is potter from krishma. Memela shema imino. He doesn't need a special pasuk. The feel of derech nami kari. Since one traveling on the way could say krishma as he walks, so we know since he could say krishma shema imino. So from here we see the feel of derech nami kari. He could say krishma even when he's on the way, because since we don't have to have shchiva or kima. Tana rabbana. So the Braisa, the Gemara teaches us a Braisa. Beisil Oimrim, Oim the Makarim, you could say Krishma standing. Yosh Makarim, you could say it sitting. Mata Makarim, you could say it while you're laying down. Hayoch Baderech Makarim, or you could walk and say it. Oisim Malach Makarim, they could be working and say it. Again, as we said at the beginning of this year, this is not applied to the first pasuk of Krishma. Furthermore, this is not the optimum way of saying krishma. It's only if you have no choice. And in fact, there are rishonim that say that not only may you not be working or doing these things when you say Shema Yisrael, but if it refers even to the entire first perek of a hafta, only v'hayim shemaya could be said this way. It goes back to a discussion we had in the first shir of Amasechta, which part of krishma is the chiv deraisa. Says the Gemara further, they were at a certain party. Rabbi Shmuel Moita, Rabbi Shmuel was laying down, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Zokov, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was sitting up. Kivin shenizgiyaz man krishma. When his man krishma came, he to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar lay down. Vezoka Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel straightened up. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Rabbi Shmuel. Em Shmuel ochi. Em shlcha moshel l'ma'adov adoyma. Let me tell you, with a moshel, how I see this entire story. Moshel achalaymer lechad sh'aymer lo yizakon chumagudl. We tell somebody, you have a beautiful beard. Amalehem, I have a beautiful beard. Yeh keneged mashchisim. Let's cut it off. Afkan ata. Let's understand your action. Kol shizman shani zoykuv. As long as I was sitting erect, atamayta, you were still laying down. Achav shani hitesi. I gave you a compliment that I saw you laying down, so I lay down as well. Now, as I'm doing that, ata zakafta, all of a sudden now you jump up. Amalei. So Shmuel replied, Ania Sisi Kedivri Beisil. I did the mitzvah in the way Beisil says, which is the halach lemaisa. That the halach lemaisa is that krishma could be said sitting. Hata asisuk beishamai. You went out of the way to do like beishamai, b'shachpacha, to lay down. I am particularly concerned. Shema yira talmidim. I'm worried that the people will see what's happening. And people will think that the halacha follows Beis Shammai. So in order to prevent anybody from making that mistake, I went out of the way to show that I'm not following the opinion of Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, "My v'loy oid." What did he mean by saying v'loy oid? Maybe he'll say, Beis Shammai just said at the beginning of the Braisa that we learned that you're allowed to say krishma in any way that you are found. Hani Mili, says Rabbi Shmuel, when did Beis Hillel say you could say krishma in any way you want? Hani Mili, the mat of Asmi Kara, you were in that position from the beginning. Aval heicha kimadat hashta, havisa zokov. Till now you were sitting erect. The hashta moita, now you want to lay down. Amri, why are you going out of the way to act this way? Because obviously, Shmami Noki Beis Shammai Srilu. Obviously, the halacha is like Beis Shammai. And for that, I'm concerned, Shema Yira Talmidim. The Talmidim may see that that's what you're doing. V'yikvu halacha l'dairis, that the halacha is like Beis Shammai, which of course is incorrect. So Mefarshim ask, the Gemara Masechta Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, teaches us that a bas kol came out and told us that we always follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. So why would we think, why would we be concerned that a Talmud should make a mistake and think that halacha follows Beis Shammai? So I saw a beautiful pshat. When is the halacha follow Beis Hillel and not Beis Shammai? When the two opinions cannot coexist. But as we just learned in the Braisa, we learned in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel does agree to a degree with Beis Shammai, because Beis Hillel agrees that you can say krishma laying. In a place where they don't specifically, strongly disagree, maybe there we could follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, says the Rashba. That's why the Gemara came out so strongly to teach us that no, yes, Beis Hillel allows you to say krishma in any position you find yourself, but know that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are disagreeing. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rav Cheskel, also good Beis Shammai also, and this is very much in line with what we just learned, since Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel technically agree that you could say krishma in any, Beis Hillel says you could say it anyway, so Beis Hillel technically is agreeing with Beis Shammai, also Kedivri Beis Shammai also, Kedivri Beis Hillel also. Rabbi Yosef Omer, no. Also Kedivri Beis Shammai, if somebody went out of the way to try to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, it's not acceptable. The Tanan, and where do we see this from? Mishai, where do we see this type of machlokes? The Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Sukkah. Mishai Yerosh V'Rubi B'Sukkah, somebody who most of himself finds himself in the sukkah, shulchan b'toch habayis, but his table is in the house. Beis Shammai paislim. Beis Shammai says that this is an invalid sukkah. Beis Hillel machshirim. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, say it's a kosher sukkah. Amlan Beisil Beis Shammai. Wasn't there an episode where Maisish Holchus looked at Beis Shammai and looked at Beis Hillel? Levakas Rabbi Yochim Ben Chornus. They went to visit him on Sukkos. Metzu and they found him. Shai Rosh Veruba B'Sukkah. He had a kind of sukkah that most of his body fit into the sukkah. However, V'Shulchanah B'Sukkah Chabayis. V'Layam Alay Klum. So we obviously see that Beis Shammai agrees that at least b'di'evid, that's a kosher sukkah. Amalahem b'sham raya. You want to bring a raya from that story? Actually, afheim amrulay. They told him, im kena yisunayig, if this is the way you always acted, like kiamtam it's a sukkah miyamecha. So we see, according to Beis Shammai, somebody who follows the opinion of Beis Hillel, it's not considered they did the mitzvah. So the same thing here. If somebody's following the opinion of Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah at all. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, also k'divrei Beis Shammai, if somebody went out of the way to do like Beis Shammai when it comes to Krishma, chai misa, the Tanan, as we learned in our Mishnah. What do we learn in the Mishnah? Amar Rav Tarfon, ani yisi ba b'derech, I was once traveling, v'leitis likras k'divrei Beis Shammai, and I lay down, because it was night, to say Krishma, as Beis Shammai says, Krishma shall arvish be said. V'sekanti b'atzvim nei alistim. And I put myself into danger. Amrloi, and Chazal told him, k'day ha'yisalocha b'atzmicha. You deserved it. Shavata divrei Beis Hillel. So we see from here that a person should not follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, even in a situation like Krishma, where Beis Hillel technically agrees. The Mishnah in our Masechta on Daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph discusses a machloikus of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel hold that if somebody forgot to say Birchas Hamazon and then he left the place where he ate, he could say Birchas Hamazon at the other location when he remembers his mistake. Beis Shammai, however, holds that he has to go back to the place where he ate and say Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara there, on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, tells us a number of people who conducted themselves like Beis Shammai, who was a machmer, and they received reward. So now, ask the Mefarshim, why is our Gemara criticized? Not just criticized, we find that Reb Tarfon was put into mortal danger for following the opinion of Beis Shammai, which is a chumrah. So answers the Taz that saying Shema in a reclining fashion, according to Beis Hillel, is totally pointless. And therefore, if Beis Hillel says there's no point in doing it, if you do it, you put yourself into danger. Beis Hillel over there, with somebody didn't bench where he ate, says, I'm not making you go back, but I'm agreeing that the right thing to do is to say benching where you ate. And therefore, if somebody does eat, go back to where he ate, he certainly did the commendable thing. Similarly, says the Tosfos Yontif, even more than that, it's Beis Hillel really agrees with Beis Shammai that the right thing to do is to say benching where you ate. They give us a dispensation. The Ramah, however, takes a different approach. The Ramah's approach is that it's not just that Beis Hillel holds that you don't have to get up, you don't have to lay down, you don't have to recline to say Krishma Shel Arvus. According to the Ramah, Beis Hillel holds you shouldn't do it. And the reason you shouldn't do it is because laying down to say Krishma is not a respectful way of saying Krishma. And since it's not the respectful way of saying Krishma, it's not the way Krishma should be recited. So as we discussed already in this Masechta, when we say Krishma, we say Birchas Krishma. Says the Mishnah, B'Shachar, when we say Krishma Shashachar, B'Varach Shtayim L'Fnev Achas L'Chareh, we make two brachas before the Shema and one bracha after. B'Erev, B'Varach Shtayim L'Fnev Shtayim L'Chareh. And at night, we say two brachas before the Shema and two brachas after the Shema. Achas Arucha, one is a lengthy bracha, v'achas k'tzara. Makom she'amru l'haruch, where Chazal told us to be marich, ein rishoy lekatzer, then you shouldn't make it short. Lekatzer ein rishoy lachruch. Lachtoim, where Chazal said to end the bracha with saying the word baruch again, ein rishoy shloy lachtoim, you may not skip that. Shloy lachtoim, and where Chazal said don't end the bracha that way, and where you don't say baruch at the end, ein rishoy lachtoim. What is the definition of arucha and ketzora? Because it seems that all the Rishonim are of the opinion that Arucha and Ketzora are not dependent on the length of the Bracha. Rather, Arucha the Ketzora refers, according to Rashi, to the amount of issues, subjects discussed in the Bracha. If there's only one subject discussed in the Bracha, best example is Hashkiveinu. It only speaks about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching us, that's considered a ketzara. Whereas a bracha that discusses many different multitude of issues, multiple issues, that's considered arucha. The Rambam has a different approach. He says, any bracha that begins with the word baruch and ends with the word baruch is called an arucha. And if it doesn't have two baruchs in it, then it's not considered a baruch. Another pshat that the Rashba seems to learn is that it depends, that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that we have to follow the Nusach HaBracha. And whatever Chazal said is the Nusach HaBracha is the brach that should be said. Which opens up an interesting question that I saw. We actually, and we've discussed this in this Masechta, say brachas with Gal Yisrael. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. We have to be Soimet Gula L'Tfilah before we say Shemen Esrei. And we also say in Shemen Esrei the Baruch Bracha, but there we say Goyel Yisrael. And I saw Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita discusses what's the halacha if somebody made a mistake. And he said, when he was supposed to say Gal Yisrael, he said Goyel Yisrael or vice versa. What's the halacha? So he says that if somebody made a Birchas Krishma, instead of saying Goyal Yisrael, said Goyal Yisrael, Yoyotza. Yoyotza, even if you said Goyal Yisrael, because it has the same connotation as Goyal Yisrael. What about in Shemana Esrei? If instead of saying Goyal Yisrael, you said Goyal Yisrael, he says, but the Evid, you're also Yoytza if you said it the wrong way. But of course, we should always be careful to say the bracha in the right nusach. Says the Gemara, Mai Mevarach, what are the brachas? What are the brachas Krishma? Amr Rab Yaakov, Amr Rab Oishia, Yoytza Oyr, Uvayri Choshech. The nusach of the bracha is Yoytza Oyr, Uvayri Choshech. Ask the Gemara, why do we say Yoytza Oyr, Uvayri Choshech? Lema, Yoytza Oyr, Uvayri Naga. Naga is a nicer language. Answers the Gemara, Kedeksiv, Kamrinan. Because we follow the Lashon HaPosuk. Elamiata, says the Gemara, if you want to follow the wording of the Posuk says, Oysi Shalom, Uvayri Ra. Mi Kamrinan Kedeksiv. We don't say it as the Posuk says it. Eliksiv Ra. The Posuk says the word Ra. For Kamrinan, Hakoil. Why? Because we don't want to use the word Ra. We want to use Lishtam Alya, a nicer wording. So Hachanami, Loim and Noiga, instead of saying Uveri Choshech, use the word Noiga, which is a Lishtam Alya, which is a nicer wording. Ela Amar Rava, says Rava, you know why we say Yoytza Or Uveri Choshech? Kedei Lahasker, Midas Yoyim Belaila, or Midas Laila Beyoyim. We go out of the way to mention day by night and night by day. And the reason is that there were people, Rahman al-Slan, that made the error that there was one God that created night and there was one God that created day to show we believe there's only one God. Ask the Gemara, Bishlam amidus laila b'yoyim kraminen, because we say by Meiriv, Yoytzer oyr uvayr cheshech. But ask the Gemara, El midus yoyim b'layla hechem ishkach slo, where do we see that we speak about day by night? Amar Baya, Because we say in the Ma'ariv bracha, Golar b'nei choshech, v'choshech b'pnei ar. V'idach ma'hi, ask the Gemara, what is the other bracha? Amar v'yudah m'shmul, ahav rabba. The other bracha is ahav rabba. M'ken oyer le Rebbe Lazar, le Rebbe Das Berei, the right bracha should be said, ahav rabba. Tanya na mihachi, ein oimrim ahavas oylam. The proper nusach is not to say ahavas oylam. The proper nusach is to say ahav rabba. Rabbanan amri, whereas the opinion of the Rabbanan is to say ahavas oylam, v'kenu oimer, and indeed that's the wording of the pasuk, because the pasuk says ahavas oylam ahavticha al kain mishachtich chesed. So you see that the pasuk used the word ahavas oylam. So what should you say? So Taisa says that in the morning you say ahav rabba, and the evening you say ahavas oylam, and like that you are yoytze both neschos. I saw a different nusach that during the week that those that say all week ahav rabba, and on Shabbos they say ahavas oylam. So I saw a beautiful story. Somebody once received a letter from Rav Meir Simcha, from the Or Sameach. And the letter was signed with a very interesting language. The letter was signed, Hachoysim, I sign Kishmul Ukrabonim. And nobody understood what was meant with these wordings, with this word, Hachoysim Kishmul Ukrabonim. Until somebody was able to decipher what the great Goyin Ramei Simcha meant. Our Gemara is unique. We don't typically find in Shas a machloikis between Shmuel and the Rabbonin. In our Gemara, we find a machloikis Shmuel and Rabbonin. Shmuel said that the Nusach is a Hava Rabba, and the Rabbonin said that the Nusach is a Havas Oilam. So what Ramei Simcha was signing, he was saying, I write to you, whoever he was writing to, and I write to you that I love you, I have a rabba, and I have a silem. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Hishkam Lishnois. Somebody gets up in the morning to learn Torah, Achlai Kara Krishma, and he hasn't said Krishma and the Brachas yet, Tzarech Levarach. He should make Birchas HaTorah. Mishikara Krishma, but once he said Krishma, ain't a Tzarech Levarach. There is no reason to make Birchas HaTorah, Shekvah Nifta B'Havah Rabbah. You can be Yotze Birchas HaTorah with a Havah Rabbah. There's a discussion, a big discussion amongst the Paiskim. Tosfos discusses it, that you're not Yotze Mitzvahs Birchas HaTorah with a Havah Rabbah unless you learned immediately after you daven. That means for Birchas HaTorah, if you make the proper Birchas HaTorah, even if you didn't learn immediately, you're Yotze. For Havah Rabbah, you have to learn immediately. Tosfos asks a question. If the halacha is that you're only Yotze if you learn immediately, why, if somebody, a very important question Tosfos asks, we wake up in the morning, Baruch Hashem, and we say Birchas HaTorah. So we don't learn the whole day. So now the question is, why if we do whatever we do, and then in the middle of the day, we go back to learn, we should have to make Birchas HaTorah, because we don't learn right after Shacharis. A person, let's say, who doesn't have a shiur before davening. So he gets up, he says Birchas HaTorah, he davens, and after davening, he doesn't automatically go to learn. He may go to work. He may not learn for many hours. So why is it different than the Yerushalmi that says you can't be Yotze with a Havah Rabbah unless you learn immediately after davening? So he quotes the Ri that says, this is a Yerushalmi, the Bavli doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi. Another pshat that he suggests, that the Yerushalmi that says that you want to be Yotze Birchas HaTorah with a Havah Rabbah is only speaking, but if you're going to be Yotze Birchas HaTorah with a Havah Rabbah, you have to learn immediately, is only referring to Havah Rabbah. Because the main purpose of a Havah Rabbah was not made for being Birchas HaTorah, it was made for Krishma. So our Gemara is teaching us that you could also be Yotze Birchas HaTorah with a Hav Rabba, because the whole Nusach HaBracha speaks about learning Torah. Also says Tosfos, for this very reason, and this is what we do, that we say Birkas Kahanim, and we say the Mishnah of El Dvarim She'en Lam Shir, and then we say El Dvarim She'en Lam Shir, Parasein Ba'alam Hazeh, or because of this Yerushalmi, to fulfill the obligation to learn right after we say Birkas HaTorah. Tosfos also goes on to discuss that, let's say somebody didn't say Birkas HaTorah, and now he says a Hav Rabba, and he's opening up a whole issue, is a Yotze Birkas HaTorah to have a Rabba or not? So the Paiskim suggests, the Pribagadim suggests, that the person should have Kavana, that I specifically don't want to be Yotze Birkas HaTorah to have a Rabba. And then he could certainly say Birkas HaTorah after davening. However, I saw that the Paiskim suggests that that isn't what should be done, because our Gemara says, I have a rabbi, is Birkas HaTorah, don't try to beat the system. Amar Rav Huna, Lemikra, if somebody's going to learn Chumash, Tzarech Levarech, he has to make Birkas HaTorah. However, Lemedrash, if he's going to study Medrash, ain't Tzarech Levarech. Rabbi Lez Omer, Lemikra, Lemedrash, both for Mikra and Medrash, Tzarech Levarech, you have to make Birkas HaTorah. However, Lemishnah ain't Tzarech Levarech. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Lemishnah Nami Tzarech Levarech. Aval Talmud, which only is there to explain stiras and mishnayis, or the proper gears in the mishnayis, ain't tzarech levarach. For Rav Amma, afla tamat tzarech levarach. Even for shas, you have to make birchas haTorah. Dom Rav Chibar Ashi, zimna sagina have a kamim ni kamei de Rav. Many times was I by Rav, the snui pirka besifra de bei Rav, and we learned the sifra, v'ave magnum kamashi yadei, he would get up and wash his hand, on baruch, and say the birchas haTorah, or masnoi pirkin. Ask the Gemara, my Mevarech. So what is the Birchas HaTorah? What is... So before we go further, here we're learning that you could be Yotze Birchas HaTorah to have a Rabba. So I saw that the Shas HaTshuvah Tzitzel Yezer, Chelik Yud Aleph Simen Dalet, says we have another situation where you could do this. The halacha is that when we get up in the morning, part of the Birchas HaShachar, we say the bracha of Machzen Neshamos Lefkar Meisim. He says, but if you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you could be yotze that bracha of a machzen shamos lefkar meisim with refa'enu. So again, ask the Mamai Mevarach, what is the Birchas HaTorah? Amar Yudah Mishmul, Asher Kedishonah Mitzvahis V'Tzvanu Lasek B'Divrei Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Sayin by Hochi, Harevna Hashem Alekeinu, make the Torah sweet as Divrei Torah B'Finu, Ufiyas Achav Beis Yisrael, not only in our mouths, but in the mouths of all of Klal Yisrael, v'ni anachtu v'tzatzoeinu v'tzatzoi tzatzoeinu v'tzatzoi amcha beis Yisrael, kolonu yoidei shmecha, we should all know yoidei shmecha, as I saw the Mefarshim explain, yoidei shmecha means that all of the words of the Torah HaKadosha are really shameless Hashem. Kolonu yoidei shmecha v'oiskei b'tayr secha, baruch ato Hashem, hamlam etayr lam Yisrael. Rav Huna Amar, Ashabach Amar Mikol Amim, V'nosalon As Torosoy, Baruch Ato Hashem, Noisin At Torah. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Zui Me'ulish Be'brachas. The bracha of Ashabach Abanu is the best bracha. And says the Gemara, Hichal Amrena L'kula, what we do is, we say all through all of them. And there's a very big machloikus Rishonim. Are there two brachas at Torah, or three brachas at Torah? There's some Rishonim that say that we have three Birchas HaTorah. The first is Lasek B'Divrei Torah. The second one is Harevna. And the third one is Ashabach HaBanu. If that's, why doesn't the second one begin with a Baruch? Because it's a Bracha Smucha L'Chavrita. According to this, the right Nusach is to say Harevna without a Vav before the Vaharev, because it's entirely new Bracha. But there are the Rishonim who are of the opinion that Lasek B'Divrei Torah and Harevna is one long bracha. And if that's the case, the proper girsa is to say V'Harevna, because it's a continuation of that bracha. Furthermore, a very important vart of Tosfos. Tosfos says that we know if somebody's sitting in the sukkah on Sukkos, and then he leaves the Sukkah, he has to make a new bracha when he comes back. But Birchas HaTorah, if somebody stops learning and then he comes back to the Gemara, comes back to the learning, he doesn't have to make Birchas HaTorah over. Because a person who follows the halacha, a person who does what Hashem wants of him, he's always learning. Because all of our actions are connected to the Torah. And therefore, even if a person stopped learning, or if a person went to the bathroom, he still has to make Birchas, he does have to make new Birchas HaTorah. What the Paiskim do say is interesting. The question is, you say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Until when does the Birchas HaTorah last? So the Ikra HaDin is the Birchas HaTorah works till tomorrow morning. But it may not be so simple. Especially if somebody takes a nap late in the afternoon, and then he wakes up and he wants to learn, of course. Does he make new Birchas HaTorah? So the Paiskim say, that just like we learned in the Gemara now, that you could be Yoitza, Birchas HaTorah, with a Hava Rabba of Shachas. You could also be Yoitza, Birchas HaTorah, with a Havas Oilam by night. So if somebody took a nap before he davened Maariv, he should have in mind that he's being Yoitza, Mitzvah, Birchas HaTorah, with a Havas Oilam. So we just had a discussion. The Birchas HaTorah may be certainly two or three brachas. So Mashah explains, why did they make, we don't find normally that there are three brachas. Why here do you make three brachas? So Mashah explains that there are three types of category of things in the world. There's toif, things which are good. There are things that are moil. And the things that are sweet. So first we say, last with the Torah. The Torah is the best business. It's toif. Then we say v'harivna, because Torah is sweet. And then we say ashebacha banu kol amim. How does Klal Yisrael have Yeshua? How does Klal Yisrael prevail? By learning Torah. The Chida has a different explanation. He says that we're being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're being mishabeach the Torah, and we're mishabeach Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hossam. Amal Mamuna, the Skan Kohen Gadol, would tell the Kohanim in the morning, who were very preoccupied and didn't have enough time to daven the full davening. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu Achas, make one bracha. We'll see and see what that means. Vein baruchu. V'kara aseres adebris. Say shema v'ayim shema v'yoymer. Birchus ha'am sholos brachas, which is yivrecha Hashem duchening. Emes v'yatz v'avoida u'birchus kaharim. V'shabes mesifin bracha achas l'mishma yoytze. They give a special bracha for the mishma that's going out. My bracha achas. So what was the one bracha that the kaharim would say? Ki ha. The Reb Abba of Reb Yosef Bar Abba Ikla Hu Asra. They came to a certain place. Bar Minai, my bracha achas. What was the one bracha that we just learned that the Kohen would say? L'havi b'yodayu. They didn't know. Asu Shailu Rab Masna. They went and asked Rab Masna, and he too, l'havi b'yodayu. They didn't know the answer. Asu Shailu Rab Yehuda. He didn't know Amalahu, Hacham Shmuel, Ahava Rabba. The right bracha is to say, Ahava Rabba. He held that the right bracha, what you're going to say, only one bracha, is to say the bracha of Yotzar. And the Gemara in tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah Shem will explain what the reasoning for every opinion is. In our Shir, we learned the importance of Birchas HaTorah. And the Gemara Masecht in the Dharm says, Mneima Eimetsuyin Tamid Chamim. Lot says Tamid Chachamim b'vneim. Why don't Tamid Chachamim necessarily have children with Tamid Chachamim? Says the Gemara Vina Omar, Shem Yivarchim Bracha Tchila. They don't make Bracha, Shem Yivarchim B'Torah Tchila. And the Gemara says further, Domar Rav Yehuda Merav, Maidik Siv, Miach Ish HaChachim V'Yovin Ezois, to understand why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, V'Yom Hashem Al Ozmas Terosi, Shalai Bracha B'Torah Tchila. So the question is, what is Pshat in that Gemara? So the Ran explains, of course they learned Torah. But what they had is that they didn't make a bracha on Torah. The Torah wasn't so important to them that they should make a bracha on them. And like Rav Moshe said, there are two, Rav Moshe says in a tshuva, in Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph Simchof Aleph, a beautiful tshuva. Rav Moshe says, learning Torah has in it two aspects. One aspect is that you learn Torah because it's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Another aspect is by learning Torah, you know what you're supposed to do and what not supposed to do. They only learn Torah just to know what to do or not to do. If you're only learning Torah because you want to know what to do or not to do, then you don't make a bracha on that Torah. What's the proof? We don't make a bracha when we make a sukkah because it's only a heksha mitzvah. But that was their error. Torah is not just to tell us what to do or what not to do. Of course it is to tell us the halacha. But it's also so much more. It's here to be our vocation that we should be learning all the time. They didn't understand that aspect of Limud HaTorah. And if you don't understand that aspect of Torah, then it brings the worst sorrows.